Chapter 32. Catherine wasn't sure what had happened to Chaz's loot, but from the way he'd been griping since their escape, she suspected it might be lodged up his ass.
"How much farther is it to Port Town?" Chaz groaned. "I'm tired. I can't see."
"I don't rightly know," said Tanner. "I'm not exactly sure where that drow secret exit led out. It was clever of them to put the door higher up in that tree rather than at the base."
"Yeah, real clever. Didn't you say you had some business to take care of back in Cardinia?"
Tanner shrugged.
"Something came up."
"Uh-huh,"
said Chaz.
"Something like your skinny black dick?"
"Chaz," said Catherine. She slapped him on the back of the head.
"Jesus,"
cried Chaz.
"That hurts. Is that like a vampire thing?"
"You're being rude and vulgar."
"The only reason he's hanging around is because he wants to get in your pants. You have to know that."
"Tanner has been a perfect gentleman."
"So was Millard."
"And was he trying to get in my pants?" Chaz laughed.
"No, he only murdered you."
"It sounds to me like somebody's jealous." Catherine would be lying if she said she didn't enjoy the attention, but it was getting a little pathetic.
"Oh, please,"
said Chaz.
"Don't flatter yourself. I'm just telling you like it is. Any guy can act like a gentleman when they're trying to get in your pants. I mean, even I was a gentleman when..."
Catherine glared at him. "I'm sorry, Chaz. Were you saying something?"
"Ha ha!" said Tanner. "No right way to finish that thought, mate."
Chaz trudged along sulky and silent. Catherine didn't want to be that hard on him. "Why not pass the time with a song? Where's your loot?"
"The gentleman smashed it over a soldier's head."
"Oh.
Traveler up ahead," said Tanner. "One of you should ask how far it is to Port Town."
"Why one of us?"
said Chaz.
"Your mouth seems to be in fine working order."
"Aye, it is at that,"
Tanner said with a wink at Catherine.
"But many folks don't take kindly to drow, even half-drow, such as myself."
"Chaz," said Catherine, "would you like to go talk to the traveler, seeing as how you have the highest charisma score?" She didn't want to use geek speak, but Chaz could do with feeling useful for once.
"I'm pretty sure your charisma score is higher since you turned into a vampire."
Tanner smiled.
"What a peculiar conversation we're having."
There was only so much pampering Catherine was prepared to offer Chaz. If he wanted to feel sorry for himself all night, that was fine with her. The pity train just left the station.
"I'll go," she said. "You two hang back."
The traveler was human. He was carrying a backpack almost as big as himself and a sturdy hiking stick. He might have had his every worldly possession in there. Catherine didn't want to spook him, so she waited until she was close enough for him to see her before addressing him.
"Hello?"
"Aye?"
The traveler eyed her warily and did not stop walking. He was at least 10 or 15 years older than her, but his legs were strong. Catherine changed direction and walked alongside him.
"Are you coming from Port Town?"
"Aye."
"How long a walk is it from here to there?"
"At a brisk pace, you can make it in 2 hours. Get a good look, lass. It may no longer be there come sunup."
He couldn't possibly expect her not to follow up on that, but he was still walking.
"And why would Port Town no longer be there come sunup?"
Though he failed to slow his pace, he at least did Catherine the courtesy of looking at her.
"Tim and Bloodsoul approaches."
Who? "Never mind this guy,"
said Tanner, approaching from the other way.
"You stay back!"
The traveler stopped dead in his tracks, brandishing his hiking stick at Tanner.
"I don't seek trouble from no drow."
"You see?"
Tanner said to Catherine.
"What did I tell you?"
Catherine put her hands on her hips and raised her eyebrows at the old man.
"You are out of line, sir. Drow are not all like that."
Tanner gave her a funny look.
"Say that again."
"I said drow are not
drow,"
Tanner corrected her. "Drow?"
"No, you're saying it wrong. Drow rhymes with cow."
"I thought it was drow. Rhymes with, grow." Chaz looked as cheerful as he had all night.
"You were about to say bro, weren't you?"
"Chaz, shut up!" Catherine turned to Tanner. "I totally was not." She was grateful that her blood no longer flowed because she'd be beat red right now. Careful to get the pronunciation right, she faced the bewildered old man and repeated herself.
"Drow are not all like that." "Actually," said Tanner, "they kind of are, but I'm only half drow."
"Tanner, a soul cannot be half corrupted," said the old traveler. "You walk in darkness."
"Well, it's fucking nighttime, isn't it?" said Catherine. Chaz and Tanner both smiled at her. The old man did not.
Let's get out of here, said Tanner. Leave this crazy old man alone with his fisherman tales.
Aye, crazy am I?
The old man pointed a bony finger at one of his wide blue eyes.
I know what my own eyes have seen, and they've seen his pinnace, just as they see you standing there now.
Hold up, said Chaz. You saw his what? Like, he just whipped it out?
Tanner folded his arms and cocked his head to the side.
You honestly expect me to believe that you saw the phantom pinnace?
Chaz scratched his head.
So is that like it got cut off, but he can still feel it? Wait, how'd you see it?
The old man raised his arms and his voice.
I saw his junk flapping in the wind!
Chaz shook his head.
I'm so confused.
Pish!
Said the old man, clearly disgusted with the three of them.
Travel south if you must. You'll know the truth of my words soon enough.
And with that, he continued his journey north. Catherine, Chaz, and Tanner continued southward.
Have you really never heard of Tim and Bloodsoul?
Asked Tanner. Catherine shook her head.
When I was a child, my father would tell me that if you misbehave, Tim and Bloodsoul would get me. I guess your parents were the more positive reinforcement type.
I don't have any recollection of my parents, said Catherine. Chaz said they were rapists. I guess that kept them pretty busy. So you really think that old man was crazy? We don't have to worry about Tim and Bloodsoul and his spirit penis.
Phantom penis.
Whatever.
Trust me, said Tanner. If the phantom penis actually turned up, you'd see a lot more than one crazy old man fleeing northward.
There was an easy enough way to check that. Catherine took her bat form, flapped her way above the trees, and saw exactly what she was hoping she wouldn't. About a 20-minute walk away from them, there was a multitude of people heading their way. Men, women, and children, burdened with as much of their belongings as they could carry. It was an exodus. Catherine flew down to the others and changed back into a half-elf.
It's real!
What's real?
Asked Tanner.
All of it. Tim and Bloodsoul, the ghost dick, all of it. There's a crowd of frightened people coming this way right now.
We should turn around,
said Chaz.
What if my brother's down there?
Then he's probably in that crowd heading north, just like we should.
I have to find out.
Catherine took her bat form again and flapped high over the trees. She flew as fast as she could over the crowd, keeping an eye out for Cooper. He'd be the easiest to spot. There were maybe 300 people in all before the crowd started thinning out in the back, and she didn't see anyone who looked like Cooper or Tim. Whatever virtues Tim and his friends possessed, suicidal bravery wasn't one of them. They were probably all back at that shitty tavern, drinking their shitty beer. Catherine turned around and re-scanned the crowd more casually on her return flight, and there they were. How could she have missed such a mismatched group of travelers on her first pass? She flew off to the side, into the forest, so as not to spook anyone with her transformation. Once back in half-elf form, she pushed her way through the crowd until she saw her brother and his friends again. Cooper had finally thrown on a shirt, which was nice. He and Tim were holding hands, which was a little weird but kind of cute. Tim was probably drunk and needed the guidance. She walked up behind Cooper and punched him jovially in the shoulder.
Hey, shithead, you miss me?
When Cooper turned around, he, or rather she, was the biggest, most brutish human woman Catherine had ever seen, outside of a Walmart. The little half-elven girl, who was most certainly not Tim, looked up at the woman.
Who's that, Mommy?
I'm so sorry, said Catherine. I thought you were a man,
the woman gasped.
I mean, a half-orc.
Smack. The big bitch had a hell of an arm on her.
See here now,
said the elf, sporting a wispy Fu Manchu-style mustache.
That's my wife you're talking to.
I...
Catherine stammered at the family of four. Wait a minute. That wasn't right. Elven father, human mother, half-elven kid. What was this dwarf doing here? She might not have been so quick in her assumption if this short, hairy meatball hadn't been tagging along. She looked down at him.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm Griswold,
said the dwarf.
I don't actually know these people. I just didn't want to travel alone.
The group turned their backs on Catherine and resumed their journey. Chaz and Tanner weaved their way through the crowd toward Catherine like salmon swimming upstream.
What was that all about?
Asked Tanner.
Just a misunderstanding.
Chaz hugged himself and shivered.
I think we should follow the crowd. Safety in numbers and all that.
I need to find Tim.
Tanner pursed his lips and thought for a moment.
Is your brother the suicidally brave sort? Or is it in his character to face certain death on principle alone?
Catherine shook her head.
No. Then would it not be reasonable to assume that he and his companions would have fled at the first hint of danger?
That's exactly what I would have assumed, said Catherine. She glanced at the people walking past her.
But if that's the case, then where are they? Like Chaz said, the safest place is with the crowd. Unless...
Unless?
Chaz, do they still have that flying carpet?
Chaz looked at the ground.
Yeah?
Well, that's it then. They probably just took to the sky and hightailed it out of there.
Tanner's eyes went wide.
Your brother has a flying carpet?
Yeah, so?
That's worth more money than I've ever seen.
Catherine smiled.
When we find him, I'll take you for a ride.
She, Chaz, and Tanner started walking with the current, headed back north to Cardinia.
You know something?
Said Chaz.
I'm starting to get sick of this fucking road.